Talk to me, no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. And of course, my two sponsors, the first being Creative Technology and Innovation, applying the process of John Boyd's OODA loops to technology solutions and coming up with creative ways to make those solutions more effective for your organizations. Creative Technology and Innovation. My second sponsor is the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet someone who's so good you think they gotta be a fake. There's no way they're real. And you find out not only are they that good, not only are they real, but they're actually better than you thought they were. Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available in Audios bookstores, electronic bookstores, and regular print bookstores starting in May 2023. I just published volume one, issue four of the Machine Intelligence Papers, continuing to ask questions. Today's article focuses on two questions from Isaac Asimov's iRobot book. The first one being not to allow humans to come to harm. And the second, to not allow the robot itself to come to harm. It's an interesting moral dilemma and one that I discuss in a little depth in the article. Continuing to head down the questions that I think are going to impact the potential future AGI. I'm not personally afraid of the future for AI. I don't think that AI is going to destroy humans, but I do understand that fear, and I do understand why some people believe that. The risk of AI could be pretty significant. So as we look down that path of what an advanced general intelligence will look like, you know, we have to be aware. In order for the human race to continue to evolve, you know, we got to be smart about what we're doing. The other reality for me right now is I'm a little frustrated and concerned with the barrage of attacks on expertise. You know, it is one thing to have the internet at your fingertips, your cell phone, and look up information and correct people. That's one thing. It is another thing, and I think there are the two sides, the two extremes, woke and anti-woke culture. I think both are wrong. There's no need to remove everything. I tend towards the middle road of anything, which is, you know, what is it that you're trying to do? What is it that you really ultimately want to do? And how do you get there? And so when I consider this concept of the woke removal of people from buildings, I think in many cases, that's a good thing. In some cases, it might be better to put a plaque on the wall, right? Say, this name is here on this building, but this person wasn't perfect. Because I think the reality is somehow we have got to remember that there's no perfect people out there. And in there being no perfect people, we have to move forward with that. We have to consider the fact that there are no perfect people. And because there are no perfect people, expecting someone that's no longer with us to be perfect isn't fair. They weren't perfect when they were alive. Why would they be perfect in death? So that kind of worries me. The other thing that worries me, and I've heard it on a couple of podcasts lately, and it makes me feel like people are not paying attention. It's the blaming of scientists for communication. I think people need to step back and take a look at what's going on, right? There was a time in this country and in this world where journalists and scientists were revered. They were not threatened or harassed or harangued by expressing information. Scientists were, you know, allowed to express information and continue to express information. I think part of the problem with the science, you know, if you look at the 1950s and 1960s, you know, some scientists were paid by tobacco companies to produce information that said that in fact cigarettes were correct, but they didn't really produce scientific information. They simply produced information, anecdotal and otherwise, that called into question the scientific studies that were done. So I think there's this whole culture of, you know, science is wrong. And that's dangerous. And it's dangerous because the reality is science is simply the art of asking a question. It's not the art of communicating the answer. There have always been people that communicated scientific answers. But what we've managed to do in the last 10 years is we've managed to destroy both the communicators in the journalists of the world, and we've attacked the experts in saying that scientists were not, you know, good communicators. So the reality of what we've done and how we've created this infrastructure we have now and this creaky world that we live in, is a shame on us. It's not a good thing what we've done. It's a bad thing. Because, frankly, I've worked in the IT world for 30 years. I've spent a lot of my IT career communicating for people that don't communicate well. It doesn't mean they're bad people, and it doesn't mean they're stupid, and it also doesn't mean that they don't have something valuable to say, and that they don't have valuable knowledge and information. It simply means that they're not good at communicating, but they're really good at what they do. And that's the thing I think we have to remember as a society. It's more important that people are really good at what they do than it is that they are really good at telling you about what they do. The reality of telling you about what they do means likely they're a good communicator, but it does not always mean that they're good at their job. They're not always, you know, exceptional at their job. They're just good at communication. That's painful. But we have to understand that if we expect scientists to be good communicators, then we're going to have to take away some of their scientific skill set, right? We're going to, you know, getting a PhD in chemistry is going to be, you know, two or three less chemistry classes and two or three more soft skill classes. We have to think as a society what it is that we ultimately want from people. Do we want experts that are able to successfully say, no, that's not the way it is? Do we understand the scientific model and method where sometimes scientists are going to give the wrong answer because that's what's been tested? Sometimes that isn't the right answer because it isn't the right answer. Sometimes it isn't the right answer because it hasn't been fully tested yet. So I think the time has come as a society and as a world that we take a step back and we allow for the concept of an expert. We need experts. Experts are really important in a society because they can solve problems quickly. Expertise is important in a society because it continues the process of building information and applying it to the problems that we have. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast.